The following program is paid for by All Financial.
Welcome to the All Financial Hour with Steve All.
My job is to sit down with people and actually figure out what their wishes, hopes, and dreams are.
Powered by All Financial Group, where your money matters.
Clients come in, Steve, what can you do for me? Can you protect my assets? But I'd like to participate in the market if the market goes up. And if you can get me a predictable income, those are great. So we build our philosophies around the three P's.
Steve All and the All Financial Group want to help ensure your plans are on track for the retirement you deserve.
It's about a standard of living, not an amount of money. It's how they want to live in retirement.
And now, the All Financial Hour, because your money matters.
Welcome to the show. We appreciate you joining us here today. My name is Jessica, and I'm alongside Mr. Steve All of the All Financial Group each and every single week. We are here breaking down those tough topics that you are seeing and hearing about. What's going on with the market, inflation, big tax changes coming our way. How do all these different moving parts affect your financial plan in retirement? We're going to get to that in just a few moments. The phone number is 636-230-8824. 636-230-8824. The website, yourmoneymatters.stl.com. As always, Steve, I know you've been busy in the office. What's going on?
You are right. It's been busy, and it's one of those good things. Client reviews. The first quarter, we do a lot of looks and, you know, just make sure people have the right beneficiary designations. Their questions are answered. And the big thing about reviews right now is when people come in, they say that exact same thing. It's like, I always like it when we do the reviews because I hear all the noise out there on how people are down 25% and 30%. And then we come in here and we're not down that and we're still going to be okay. And I said, yeah, that's why we do quarterly, semi-annual, every 4 months, whichever our client prefers, reviews, because it is times like this when the negative news can get so strong that it just gives you that added peace of mind that you're going to be okay and continuing to look at it. Inflation won't be here forever and allow you to ask the questions and the concerns that you have, because most people hear, well, the markets are down X, and they automatically assume their accounts are down the same thing. And when they weren't, they were presently surprised. So I think communication is the greatest thing that we give to our clients. We give them the availability of reviews, and if there's a question in between those reviews, they still call. Mm-hmm. You know, we're here. We don't have to book an hour to an hour and 15-minute appointment if you have a question. Call, ask the question. Myself or a member of my team will get back with you to the answer, is how we do it with our clients, to give them, like I said, just that, that's just that idea that everything's okay and somebody's watching out for them.
Absolutely. Communication and education are key. Again, that phone number 636-230-8824, 636-230-8824. And speaking of education, you have a great event coming up on the 25th of this month for women, right?
Yeah, Deanna has the Women in Wealth. It's at the Lodge of DePere in DePere, and it's a great presentation. It's geared for women, not to, you know, on the side of it to be difficult or anything like that, is a lot of times the things with women are different. You know, my wife and I, who will be married 40 years shortly, we communicate differently. You know, we can work it out because we've been there for a while. But just the idea around having an event that's driven completely for women by women. And I think it's a wonderful event. It's, you know, people love the way Deanna presents it, because she's just that simple person. She's a certified financial planner, so she knows her stuff, but she can also communicate it very well. I bring her in on a lot of my reviews, and it's mainly because of that fact that she could say something slightly different, but it makes sense. And I think that's just something that's absolutely necessary. So if you and a friend, as a female, I hate to say it, guys, they're not going to let you in. But as a female, if you'd like to bring a friend, come sit down and listen to it. Talks about those things like how with longevity, women live longer. Mm-hmm. In some cases, the woman is the, quote, person that manages all of the funds and does all the retirement planning. And in some cases, it's not. Well, either way, how could we assist you as the person that does the planning, or the person that's really not the day-to-day person from that? How can they become one, more involved, two, more educated? Because like I said, in a lot of cases, the female outlives the male, and therefore one day they will become the person that has to assist or make all of those decisions. So it's just a great event. Give us a call.
If you'd like to attend this Women in Wealth event coming up on the 25th of this month, 636-230-8824, 636-230-8824. More details on the website, yourmoneymattersstl.com. If you have a traditional IRA or 401k, you could run into a huge tax problem. That's why you've been hearing about people converting those funds to an after-tax Roth IRA a little bit out of time before retirement. Financial author Ed Slott, he tells Morningstar Financial website that it enables you to take control of your tax planning.
Once the funds are in a Roth IRA, they're not only growing income tax-free for the rest of your life, but there are no lifetime required minimum distributions, which means you never have to take that money out. And even if you do, if you have qualified distributions, in other words, you've held it for the 5 years and 59 and a half, all of those distributions will be income tax-free. So you never have to worry about the risk of what future higher tax rates could do to your standard of living in retirement.
So I guess my question is, it sounds easy enough, but really how difficult is it to do? And is there a certain age that we should consider doing this?
Roth conversions are not that difficult. The age can come into a little bit. We had Doug and Joan in. They were really concerned about passing a tax time bomb onto their kids. So they wanted to look at, okay, Roth conversions were very important to them. One of the things that we look at is your age. Because of the fact, if you're under age 59 and a half, the money to pay the taxes has to come from another source. You can't say I'm going to convert $100,000 and have them hold $20,000 to $25,000, whatever the number would be, for taxes. Because if you're under 59 and a half, giving the IRS that money would cost you that 10% penalty. So we have to look at it. Once you're over 59 and a half, I can pay taxes out of my pocket with my non-qualified or after-tax money, or I can use part of the IRA to pay the taxes, just withhold it and send it on to the government. So I think that is the major concern when it comes to it. As far as the forms, it's a very simple form. But the idea around it of it is what's the strategy? How much are we going to do each year and when we're going to do it? If possible, and I can do it before age 63, that's important too, because it won't affect your Medicare premiums as you get further on down the road. Now, I do look at Medicare premiums for those that are over 63, but remember, if your Medicare premiums would go up because you did a large conversion, it's a one-year event. If I just continue to let that IRA account grow, and then at age 73 now start taking my required minimum distributions, I might always have to pay more for my Medicare premiums. So there's different things that we have to look at in Roth conversions. So if you're concerned about passing one of those tax time bomb onto your heirs, give us a call now and set up a time to speak to the team. Ask for our tax planning. Our planning process will take you through what I call the pillars of retirement: income planning, risk reward, legacy planning, long-term care, and taxes. Reducing or eliminating taxes can be the best thing you can do for your successful retirement. If you saved more than $500,000 in investable assets, give our team a call now.
Again, that's for that tax analysis. If you have $500,000 saved in investable assets, call right now, 636-230-8824, 636-230-8824. More details, of course, about Steve and the team at yourmoneymattersstl.com. It's one of the most common retirement questions. Is it smart to guarantee some retirement income by putting a portion of funds into an annuity? And if the answer is yes, Steve, how much do you put in there?
The idea around it of it is, you know, a lot of people, you know, income are the three most important things when it comes to retirement. You know, Sally had come in. She was divorced. She had a nice, quote, pension from her ex-husband. She had her Social Security check. But there was a gap between that and what she wanted as far as her lifestyle. So we did look at an annuity. We looked at a fixed index annuity with an income rider. And we set it so we were going to turn it on 5 years in the future to allow it time to percolate and grow. Well, those 5 years, it was like, okay, we got to take money out of my account so that I can meet my standard of living. But once we turned on that income, she just looked at it and she goes, I don't have to worry about it now. She goes, you know, during the pandemic, I wasn't worried about whether the market was going up or down because I had enough money coming in every month from the guaranteed income from the annuity. So my idea, if you would like to, quote, guarantee that gap between your current fixed income and your lifestyle, I think an annuity is the best thing that you can possibly do for that. That way you don't have to worry about it in the future. So if you are concerned about how you're going to replace your paycheck in retirement, give us a call now. Let the team help you. Ask for an income plan. And that income plan, like I always say, it's the one of the major parts in one of those five pillars of retirement. If you're looking for how do I get that income, give me a call now.
636-230-8824. That's 636-230-8824. Again, that's for that income plan. Call right now. More details on the website at yourmoneymatters.stl.com. Coming up next, should you borrow from your 401k to help buy a house? We'll discuss coming up next. For all the women listening right now, I want you to picture a financial advisor. What do you see? It's usually an old guy in a suit. Now, you and your husband, you're meeting with said advisor. Who's he talking to? Him. That's the problem. Deanna Orff of the All Financial Group has seen this failure in the financial industry for years, and she's doing something about it. Join Deanna Wednesday, January 25th, for an exclusive women's event called Women in Wealth. It's time to talk about your 401k, your business, and your concerns about retirement in a setting where you're heard and you don't feel uncomfortable asking questions. 92% of women say they want to know more about financial planning, and this could be a great first step. This Women in Wealth event that takes place on January 25th is free, but you do need to RSVP. Call 636-230-8824. That's 636-230-8824. Or go to yourmoneymatterstl.com.
Questions for Steve about today's show? Call us now at 636-230-8824. That's 636-230-8824. Now, let's get back to the show.
We appreciate you spending some time with us here today. Again, the phone number 636-230-8824, 636-230-8824, the website yourmoneymatterstl.com. I know someone who's trying to buy a house, and they're considering borrowing from their 401k, Steve. And I thought about this. I thought, I got to ask Steve what the deal is here. What would you recommend, and what are the pros and cons?
Well, you know, I look at the idea around IRA accounts and 401ks, either borrowing or using to buy a home, as some of the largest mistakes that I've seen people do that are really hard to fix. And I'll talk about those here in a minute. You know, can it be done? The answer is yes. Should it be done? I look at it as a last resort. You know, so what do we mean? What are some of the pros? You can borrow up to 50% of the value of your 401k with a maximum of $50,000. So whichever one is less is what you could borrow. You know, the interest that you pay in some 401k accounts would actually go into your 401k, not be an expense, so you could be added. But what are some of the cons? A lot of times you have to repay the loan in 5 years. You have to disclose the loan to the bank if you're going to be borrowing money to make the rest of the payment on the house. So you might have to disclose that. The toughest ones, if you leave your job, it could all become due at the exact same time. That means if I still had a $20,000 loan and I changed jobs, that $20,000 is due. If I can't pay it back, it would be considered a distribution, and I would have a $20,000 in additional income for that year. Plus, if I was under 59 and a half, I would have to pay the 10% penalty on it.
Oh, that's right.
So
yeah.
Like I said, can it be done? Yes. Should it be done as a last resort? Some of the biggest mistakes I've seen, you know, I had Dave and Valerie come in. They bought a home for their child. They took $250,000 out of their IRA accounts.
Oh, my God.
And bought a home for their kids. They said, well, it was retirement money that we weren't going to use. It was going to our kids anyway, so we just did it now. And I looked at him. I said, what did you have to pay in taxes on that? He said, quite a bit. And I said, that's where I see it a lot of times. People say, I don't want a house payment. Mm-hmm. And I understand that, you know, I understand not having a house payment, But when I look at it and say, okay, you took $250,000 out, it cost you about 30% of that in taxes. So to not have a tax payment, it cost you almost, you gave the IRS between $50,000 to $80,000. He goes, yeah. And I said, you could have just borrowed the money and taken the house payment out of your IRA account.
Wow.
A little bit at a time. And you wouldn't have had to pay hardly any taxes for it. So those are the things that we want to look at. The worst one I've ever seen was a gentleman and his wife bought a $750,000 house. They did not want a house payment. Took $750,000 out of his 401k account.
Oh, yikes.
And I looked at it and I said, do you realize you're going to owe about $300,000 to $375,000 in taxes next year?
Yeah, where's
that
coming from?
Where are you getting the money from? He goes, well, I have to take it out of my IRA account, my 401k account.
You're robbing, you know, Peter to pay Paul.
Then he's got to pay it on the $750,000 because he had a very high job, but his credit was in the middle of a deal. So, and we couldn't fix it because it was beyond the 60 days of the rollover period. So we did the numbers on it. By him paying for that house and not wanting a house payment, he's going to take about $1.5 million out of his IRA accounts. Look at the growth potential. Look at the lost, you know, the lost gains that he's got on this money because he didn't want a house payment. There are ways to get around this. And I think that's where we come into the deal. Most of our clients are only going to go through retirement one time. We've walked a lot of people through it. And we get these questions like, should I pay off the house? Should I do this? Can I give money to my children? Once I have a retirement plan built for you, because I'm already looking at your income plans, I'm looking at your risk reward. We know about legacy. Are we covering long-term care? And we're looking at taxes. And then you come up and say, well, Steve, what if I want to do this? I think that is the value of having a plan already set for yourself. The what ifs are easier to do. But don't. I'll say it again. Don't look at it and say, I'm going to take money out of my accounts because I don't want to make a house payment. The taxation could cost you a lot more than what that house payment would.
Absolutely. And I tell you what, if you've done this or you're thinking about doing it and you're wondering, all right, how does this impact my financial future? Have I made a huge bad decision? Steve, they can come in and get you to look at everything, right?
Yeah. They can come in. We'll look at it, you know, because that's how I look at it. It's that comprehensive retirement plan covers those pillars, income planning, risk reward, legacy planning, long-term care, and taxes. So we look at all of those things for you to make that comprehensive retirement plan just work for you and your family.
For that comprehensive retirement plan, call right now, 636-230-8824. That's 636-230-8824. Day or night, more details on the website at yourmoneymatters.stl.com. Steve, when your doorbell rings, do you automatically jump off the couch and go get it? Or, you know, how does that work for you at your house?
I go to the door and actually, you know, find out who it is. I do have the availability. If somebody rings the doorbell at the house in Florida and I'm here in St. Louis, I can turn on my ring document and see who it is.
But
it's hard for me to answer the door when I'm not there. But no, I'm one of the ones that will answer the door when somebody knocks on the door.
Wow. Yeah. I'm the person that is looking through the peephole or the window next to it to be like, who is that? Somebody's selling me something. And comedian Sebastian Maniscalco, he says he can relate to this.
20 years ago, your doorbell rang. That was a happy moment in your house. It's called company. You'd be sitting there on a Thursday night watching TV. Your doorbell rang. The whole family shot off the couch. Oh, my God. Put the lights on. Somebody's here. We got people. Now your doorbell rings? All right, your own mother's crawling across the kitchen floor. Sit down, my army crawl. Army crawl, get in the closet. They're at the door. I think they saw movement.
That guy is fantastic.
He's amazing. So
he
funny.
My wife, you know, on Netflix, my wife says, you got to watch this guy. And now, I mean, I know these the Netflix and stuff like that help these guys, but they got to come up with new stuff all the time. And every time he has a different one, my wife will go, we got another one for Sebastian. And we watch him and just roll laughing at this guy, you know, because he does. He takes things like this, the doorbell ringing, and makes it a presentation that's just as funny as it can possibly
comedy
get.
So gold.
If you get the opportunity to see this guy, do it. He is fantastic.
He is fantastic.
He is fantastic.
He has a great way of presenting that, you know, that situation, which I think we've all been in. Do you crawl on the floor? Do you answer the door? Where are you at? It all comes down to, you know, people these days maybe just more comfortable with the, you know, communication from a distance, be it on a Zoom call or texting and, you know, other electronic options. So, Steve, I'm wondering, have you found that the communication process with your clients has changed?
Oh, tremendously, tremendously. I look at it, you know, we go, let's go pre-pandemic. You know, the financial services industry, almost everything was done face-to-face. Mm-hmm. You wanted to come sit down, you were coming to the office. If you wanted to sign a document or we needed something done, you had to come to the office to sign documents. But then we had that little thing called the pandemic in 2020,
mm-hmm.
when that couldn't happen. So Zoom became a tool that I never thought we would use in this industry, because it's so much of it's based on the relationship. You know, so I just didn't think it would work was my interpretation when it come into it. And then we went to electronic signatures because the financial services industry was one of the last ones to allow electronic signatures. We needed wet signatures. People actually putting blue ink on documents was necessary. Mm-hmm. So those things have opened up. And now I have clients that I've never met face to face.
Oh, wow.
Some are in the St. Louis surrounding area. Some are in other states. You know, so I know it can be done. I will sit here and say, I prefer that face-to-face meeting. Why? Because then there's body language involved with it. Facial expressions are a lot easier for me to read if I'm talking about something and I get that look like, what's he talking about? Or did he just nerd out on me and I don't know where he's at, you know, type of a thing. Do I need to slow down or I need to stop? And I can see both people at the same time. In Zoom, sometimes you can see one person, you can't see the other. But I think it's an absolutely wonderful tool. We have the availability today of electronic documents. Yeah, you can come into the office and sit down for that first meeting. We'll send you a data collection deal. We don't need you write down every balance that you have on every account that you've got, bring in copies of statements. You bring them into the office, we'll scan them and we'll hand them right back to you. Or we have a file server that is protected, that has a vault involved with it. You can put your documents there. But if you'd asked me 5 years ago the same question, Steve, do you think you'd have a client you've never met with face-to-face? I'd have told you the answer is no, it's not going to happen. But I actually do. And I think that's the magic of where we're at today, because the planning process is the most important thing as people enter retirement. They have to have income plans. How are you going to replace the paycheck? Risk reward. How much am I actually risk am I taking for the return that I'm getting? What about legacy? Long-term care. Do you have it covered? What about taxes? If you do not have a comprehensive retirement plan, give us a call right now. Ask for the comprehensive retirement plan. We'd love to sit down with you face-to-face, Zoom, or however it's more convenient for you.
636-230-8824. That's 636-230-8824. Again, for that comprehensive retirement plan, the website, yourmoneymatterstl.com. Coming up next, the secret to becoming a self-made millionaire. We'll be right back.
Want to retire with confidence? Get more details at yourmoneymatterstl.com. Now, let's get back to the show.
We do appreciate you making us a part of your day. My name is Jessica, alongside Steve All, each and every single week, tackling these tough topics that you hear about, you see about, what's going on in the market, what's going on with your income, your 401k, your retirement plan. Anything we talk about, you have questions about, give a call, 636-230-8824, 636-230-8824. There was a recent study on self-made millionaires discovered that most generated their income from multiple sources. 65% had three streams of income, 45% had four streams of income, and about 30% had five or more streams of income. Maybe you won't retire with $1 million, but we can learn from this, Steve. Most of us will have Social Security and a 401k, so how can you help us?
That's the idea, that most of us are in that bucket. The extra business incomes, you know, dividend income, rents and stuff like that, those have to be set up a little earlier than the day before you retire. So we can't do a lot with that. But there is one thing that's hitting people right now when it comes to it. And I read an article in the Wall Street Journal earlier this week. It says the math is changing on pensions versus lump sums. So we had Bill and Diane come into the office. Diane was a nurse. She was working. She was looking at retiring at this time or maybe work for 6 to 8 more months. And we sit down and did the analysis of the pension versus the lump sum. Because the company is going to guarantee an income. And I'll say in this case, it's $2,000 a month. And then they're going to say, okay, if you don't want to do that, we will trade you a lump sum for that. And when interest rates are historically low, that lump sum can be very high. With the rising interest rates this year, the prediction is anywhere from 20 to 30% less on the lump sums. So Bill and Diane looked at it, and they had always planned on taking that lump sum. And we talked about it, and we said, you know, if you retire now, you'll get the lump sum that they're offering you. The lump sum that they're going to offer you this time next year will be a lot lower. And they're going, that's not fair. And I said, no, it's they're guaranteeing you the income. It's how much it would cost them to guarantee that income is what is going to go down as interest rates continue to rise. So we looked at it, and for their situation, it looked better. And she went ahead and said, I am going to go ahead and take the lump sum and retire. So that's the question that I have for you out there. Are you in a job where you're thinking of retiring in the next 8 to 12 months? And you do have a pension, and you have a lump sum option. Right now is the time to do the analysis around that to find out if you were considering the lump sum, because the amount of that lump sum will be reduced because of these increases in interest rates. So if you're not sure right now where you sit, should I take the lump sum? Should I take the pension? If you're close, give me a call. Ask for that lump sum pension analysis, and we will look at it and try to figure out for you, would it make sense to go ahead and retire now, take the lump sum and or the pension, or go ahead and continue to work and possibly just take the pension in the future? Give us a call. Let's find out. I think it's important to look at the numbers around that and the probabilities of a successful retirement now. Give me a call now if that's one of your options.
For that lump sum pension analysis, call right now, 636-230-8824, 636-230-8824. I want to remind you that everybody's situation is different. So when you come in, you sit down with Steve, Mel, and the team there at the All Financial Group, everything's going to be customized and made specifically for you. 636-230-8824. There isn't much good that comes from inflation, but there will be an exception in 2023. The IRS, they're adjusting tax brackets and standard deductions that should allow many Americans to keep more of their money. CNBC's Sharon Epperson explains.
These are the taxes that you're going to pay in 2024. This does not impact the taxes you have to pay in April. This is for the 2023 tax year, for the taxes that you'll pay the next year.
Interesting here. So the IRS is also boosting how much you can put into your 401k plan next year by a record amount. So if someone is within, I don't know, a few years of retirement, Steve, do you recommend that they max out the 401k, or do you steer them another direction?
It's all going to depend on where you're currently at. How much money do you have in your IRAs and 401ks? Then we have to look at, what is your fixed income? Do you have a pension? Or what's your Social Security going to be? How much does it cost to finance your lifestyle? Those are all options that we look at with people when we sit down and do a comprehensive retirement plan. But when you ask that question, where should I be contributing money? Should I put it in my 401ks, and should I put it in my IRAs? Should I put it in a Roth, or should I put it in the traditional side? All of that is going to depend upon where you're currently at. I am a firm believer, and you'll hear me say it over and over again on this show, having too much money in your IRAs and 401ks is going to subject you to tax rate risk in the future. What's that mean? Well, remember years ago when we first started contributing it and they said, you're going to be in a lower tax bracket in retirement. I do a lot of presentations and I ask the people that are retired, are you in a lower tax bracket? A lot of them say they're in the same tax bracket. And then I look at it and say, have you thought about when you have to take those required minimum distributions at age 72? Have you thought about when you lose a loved one and you go from the married rates to the single rates? And they all kind of get that deer in a headlight look like, no, I've not never thought about that. So we have to look at it. Having too much money in your IRAs and 401ks can subject you to tax rate risk in the future. And I believe tax planning can be very important. But I always get asked the question, Steve, what do you mean when you say too much money? Well, I'm going to sit here and say, if you have an extra large IRA and 401k, between $400,000 to about $750,000, there is a chance, depending on whether you have pensions and what your Social Security be, that you might spend those assets down during your retirement years. If you have an extra large IRAs and 401ks, between $750,000 to $1.5 million, a very good chance that tax planning could be very good for you. Why? Because you're probably going to be passing those assets on to children. Remember, the promise they made us years ago was that the children would be able to stretch it over their lifetime. The SECURE Act says, no, that's not true. They have to take it out over a 10-year period.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a XXL, if you've got $1.5 million or more in your IRAs and 401ks, I believe that tax planning is very important for you if you don't want to pass on a tax time bomb to your children. And I get a lot of people, they'll sit back and we'll look at the tax analysis, and the only way I can do it is to pay some taxes now to avoid paying it in the future. And they'll look at me and say, Steve, I never planned on giving this amount of money to my children. And I said, I know you didn't. But would you rather give it to your children or would you rather give it to the IRS?
Good point.
Almost every one of them said, I'd rather give it to my children than give it to the IRS.
Of course.
So I believe that a tax analysis to look at, could we possibly reduce or eliminate your taxes on your retirement income? The reason why I say with people that have $500,000 or more is the strategies that we implement work better if you're in that category. So if you have $500,000 or more in IRAs and 401ks, give me a call. Ask for the tax analysis. Let's look at seeing if possibly paying taxes now would make sense for you. Remember, the Trump tax cuts end at the end of 2025. So the window for us at these historically low rates is quickly closing. Give me a call now. Let's see if we can help you implement the strategies so that you could pass on a more tax-efficient strategy to your heirs in the future.
More money in your pocket, less in Uncle Sam's. If you have over $500,000 saved, maybe in your IRA or 401k, and you want to sit down for that tax analysis, find out how you can avoid paying Uncle Sam unnecessary money. Give a call right now, 636-230-8824, 636-230-8824. Again, that website, yourmoneymatters.stl.com. Coming up next, the secret to becoming a self-made millionaire. We'll be right back.
The good and bad with home improvement projects. The good, you save a buck or two. The bad,
Kevin, there's no hot water.
So you move on to the car.
Kevin. Kevin, what's with the car?
Good news, you can recover from these.
Kevin!
Well, most all of them. But when it comes to your retirement, a mistake can be devastating. Call Steve All and the All Financial Group. They've been helping folks plan for retirement for years. That's why they've been able to correct do-it-yourself problems before their problems. Get your complimentary assessment of where you are now and look at some of the retirement boxes you haven't even thought of.
Kevin!
You can't YouTube your retirement. Call Steve today, 636-230-8824. That's 636-230-8824. Get more details at yourmoneymatterstl.com.
For all the women listening right now, I want you to picture a financial advisor. What do you see? It's usually an old guy in a suit. Now, you and your husband, you're meeting with said advisor. Who's he talking to? Him. That's the problem. Deanna Orff of the All Financial Group has seen this failure in the financial industry for years, and she's doing something about it. Join Deanna Wednesday, January 25th for an exclusive women's event called Women in Wealth. It's time to talk about your 401k, your business, and your concerns about retirement in a setting where you're heard and you don't feel uncomfortable asking questions. 92% of women say they want to know more about financial planning, and this could be a great first step. This Women in Wealth event that takes place on January 25th is free, but you do need to RSVP. Call 636-230-8824. That's 636-230-8824. Or go to yourmoneymatterstl.com.
Getting Uncle Sam and Wall Street out of your pocket.
Get out of there.
Let's get back to Steve All and the All Financial Hour.
We appreciate you joining us here today. Most important, we love hearing from you. 636-230-8824. That's 636-230-8824. The website, of course, yourmoneymatterstl.com. It hits movie theaters next month. Jane Fonda, Lily Tomlin, Rita Moreno, and Sally Field. They play four 80-year-old best friends who go on a road trip of a lifetime to watch Tom Brady play in the Super Bowl. 80 for Brady was inspired by a true story of four BFFs who really did it back in 2017.
There's Tom.
Oh, what a beautiful man.
I like Gronkowski.
We know, Trish. We've all read your Gronk erotica.
It's not erotica. It's fan fiction.
Very sexy fan fiction.
Aren't you tired of the same old boring lives?
Let's go to the Super Bowl.
The Super Bowl is no place for four old women.
This could be Tom's last one. He's almost 40. That's like 80 in people years.
Yeah, we're 80 in people years.
I just really need this trip.
Oh, my God. I cannot wait to see this movie.
Oh, this is going to be awesome. I love the trailer for it. So it's fantastic.
I mean, you can't get a better cast than that. I mean, come on.
No kidding. I mean, and you look at it, and what I like about it is the Lily Tomlin, mm-hmm. and then you have the Jane Fonda and the Sally Field.
Of course.
And they're all, they're different. It's not like you got all four of them doing the exact same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You got serious, totally off the wall, and it kind of feels like I'm lost 90% of the time. So it's a fantastic, and just like I said, with Gronkowski in it and Brady in it, I just thought it was just funny, and I can't wait to see that one come out.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one.
That's awesome.
It's going to be a good one. So you think about this movie, right? That was on their bucket list. But let's talk about this. A bucket list trip to the big game, that could be super, super expensive. So, Steve, can you recall any clients with a similar wish, and were you able to help build that into their retirement plan?
When Ted and Alice came into the office, you know, they had been here for a while, and Ted was getting ready to retire. And he goes, we'd like to look at something. We are going to go on a 60-day cruise.
Oh, my gosh.
Around Africa. We're going to go into the Mediterranean. It's going to take about 60 days, and it'll probably cost somewhere around $50,000. Do you think that's going to work? So we looked at it, and I knew with the asset base that they had, I didn't think it was going to be a major problem. But me thinking something and then actually opening up their plan and say, okay, let's take $50,000 out of your nest egg right now and see what's going to happen to it in the future. So when we did that, no, this is not going to make a material difference in your retirement. You won't leave as much to the children, but you will have enjoyed yourself and rewarded yourself for many years of good hard work. So they looked at it, and so it was one of their bucket list things that came about. But this happens on a regular basis. If you have that written comprehensive retirement plan that covers those things, you start to look at things like, okay, we're going to take a vacation or take, you know, the kids on a vacation that we hadn't planned for. Steve, we'd like to start gifting to our children. How is that going to affect us in the future? Or we get the one every once in a while. Oh, by the way, we think we're going to stay in the house, but we're going to remodel and it's going to cost X. Mm-hmm. And I think those are the things that happen as it gets put is, you know, no plan survives from the day that you've got it. Everything can possibly change. And I think being able to look at those what ifs very quickly and very easily is what retirement planning is all about. Because I do talk to a lot of people and they say, well, I have an investment advisor. And I said, so they handle the rate of return and how much risk or reward that you're getting for your assets. I said, what are they doing about taxes? Well, they don't talk about taxes a lot. How are you going to plan on getting income from that? They said, don't worry about it. We're going to take an amount out every year and you'll be fine.
Don't worry about it. I don't like that at all.
I look at those things and I said, to me, that's what really I believe my job is all about. My parents went to somebody that basically just sold them products, talked about risk, reward and rates of return. Well, they didn't have a long-term care plan. And that's when I looked at it for myself, Steve, you're helping business executives and you're not helping people like your parents. What's wrong with you? And that's why about 12, 13 years ago, I shifted and came into what I call the retail world so I could help people like my parents. Because I think those are the things that we need. Those are the things that we talk about because planning is a lot more than just about rates of return. What's going on with my wishes, hopes, and dreams? Did they change? Did a bigger picture come in? And I think that's what it's really all about. So if you have questions or concerns about, I think my dreams need to expand a little bit, give us a call now. Ask to speak with the team. Ask for the comprehensive retirement plan so that we have that availability to do the what ifs for you in the future. Our planning process goes through those things. I know I just talked about them, but I'm going to do it again. I think they're the pillars of retirement. Income planning, risk reward, legacy planning. What are you going to do if you have a long-term care exposure and taxes? Because by reducing or eliminating taxes, it's the best thing that you can do for a successful retirement. If you've saved $500,000 or more in investable assets, give us a call now. Allow myself and my team to assist you with your retirement dreams.
Again, the phone number is 636-230-8824, 636-230-8824, and that's for that comprehensive retirement plan. The website, yourmoneymattersstl.com. This is really not that surprising when you think about it. There's a new study that finds people who procrastinate are a lot more likely to end up broke, sad, and out of shape. But let's apply that same method to retirement. About 65% of Americans are not using a financial advisor. Steve, what message do you have for those listeners who have been just putting off planning for their retirement?
Planning is a little bit different, you know, when you start to look at it, the details of it, when we're in our accumulation years are very big. And I think that's important. I think a lot of people have saved very well for the retirement. Some people have not saved at all for the retirement. And that's very difficult for me to assist in, you know, but when we get to planning stage, I know I do a quote all the time, but one of the biggest ones that I have, failing to plan is planning to fail. I think that's the easiest one that we can look at. Some of the biggest regrets from the clients that I have that are successful now, they almost all say the same thing. I wish I would have started saving money earlier. And for the younger people out there listening into the deal, if you could put $5,000 a year away, and I don't know where we could get a 7% return on an annualized basis, but if we could, for this example, and I started doing that $5,000 at age 25. When I hit age 65, my retirement, I have a little over $1 million in my accounts.
Mm-hmm.
If I waited till I was 35 to do that exact same thing, I'd have about $500,000. If I waited till I was 45 to put away $5,000 a year, I'd end up with about $200,000. So we start to look at these things. The power of compound interest is so strong. Starting early and getting it done is the major thing to do. But the idea around planning is completely different. Joe and Ellen came in. They looked at it and they said, we'd like to retire early. So I did the comprehensive retirement plan, put everything together, set them down when they came back in. And they said, yeah, you could probably retire early, but I think you might have a problem in your mid to late 80s.
Yeah, not the problem you want to have.
Not the problem that you want to have. And they you could see kind of the air come out of the sales. And they left. And I just figured, well, I've lost this person as a possible deal. They called me the next day and said, we'd like to come with you. You were the only one that told us that you thought we might have a problem. And I really don't want to find out I got a problem when I'm 80 years old.
Exactly.
That's not what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So they came back. So if you're questioning whether or not you can retire, you've got that concern. Can I retire early? Where am I going to be at? Give us a call now. Speak with our team about the comprehensive retirement plan. Again, we'll go through all of the pillars, income, risk reward, legacy, long-term care, and especially taxes. Reducing your taxes is the best thing that you can possibly do for your successful retirement. Give us a call now.
Yeah, lots of moving parts. Got to make sure everything fits exactly right. 636-230-8824 is, of course, the phone number for that comprehensive retirement plan. 636-230-8824. The website, yourmoneymatterstl.com. I want to remind our listeners, Steve, you have a Women in Wealth event coming up on January 25th. Any more details you want to share?
Just real quick, Deanna Orff, certified financial planner. She does a fantastic job in the presentation. We get rave reviews every time she does one of them. You know, ladies, please bring yourself a friend. Give us a call now. Reserve your ticket to the Lodge de Pair, 6 o'clock on the 25th.
And if you want to call and get more details on that, 636-230-8824. We do appreciate you joining us here today. As always, Steve, you leave us with a quote. What you got?
I'm going to go with one that I really like. All of us at certain moments in our lives need to take advice and to receive help from other people. That was from Alexis Carrell.
Couldn't agree more. Everyone have a great weekend. We'll see you next week.
The opinions expressed by Steve All and guests on this radio show are their own and do not reflect the opinions of this radio station. All statements and opinions expressed are based upon information considered reliable, although it should not be relied upon as such. Any statements or opinions are subject to change without notice. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Past performance cannot be used as an indicator to determine future results. Any strategies mentioned may not be suitable for everyone. Information expressed does not take into account your specific situation or objectives and is not intended as recommendation appropriate for you. Before acting on any information mentioned, please consult with a qualified tax or investment advisor to determine if it is suitable for your specific situation. This program is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with regard to subject covered. Any comments regarding safe and secure products and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claimings paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Brookstone.
Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Wealth Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor and an affiliate of Brookstone Capital Management, LLC. BWA and the All Financial Group are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BWA, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents.